Hey guys, welcome to the Posey Sports Performance Podcast with your host, Jonathan Posey. Today it's Tuesday, February 27th. Yeah, it's February 27th, 2018. Holy smokes, it's only one more day left in February. That's nuts. Topic of the day today, getting away from fitness and just getting into just everyday life. Theme of this episode is going to be learning to love taking L's. All right, what do I mean by that? I'll kind of go into a story of my day today. Today, I took a lot of L's today. Today, this wasn't necessarily a bad day. It wasn't a very good day. It wasn't a productive day. And if I don't have a productive day, it's not a good day. It's an L. So, kind of how my day went. I had good sessions in the morning. But then came the afternoon. You know, guys know what time it is. It's tax season. I'm trying to get my taxes done early every year just so I don't have to worry about it around that April 15th day. Just want to get them the hell over with. So I went to start my taxes at home, doing it myself. It can get kind of complicated, the whole self-employed thing. So I had to sit on my computer for 4.5 damn hours doing my fucking taxes. If you guys know me, there's nothing I hate more than sitting in front of a computer for 4.5 hours inputting information. I go absolutely insane if I have to do anything for that long. So, it took me 4.5 hours throughout the whole way. There were lots of bumps during the whole deal. So I was in a pretty pissy mood. Went into work, still kind of pissy. And I kind of sat down and started looking around at the gym. And I thought about how blessed I am to ever, even be able to take an L in life. You guys, I don't think you guys get it. Gary Vee talks about this a lot. He uses the term 300 trillion to one. Those are the odds that you were ever able to be a human being. Think about that for a second. 300 trillion to one. If your parents had sex 30 seconds later than they did, you wouldn't exist. If your parents had sex a second after, or a second later, you wouldn't exist. We lose perspective of that sometimes because we get so caught up in the day-to-day minutia of our lives. Where, oh, not everything's going my way. Oh, I hate my life. Oh, I'm sad. I'm just as guilty of this. I do the exact same thing from time to time. But the more and more I think about it, the more and more grateful I get. And the more and more I welcome the L's for two reasons. First off, it means I woke up today. I have another day above ground. That's such a blessing. Right? I didn't die today. I'm still here. There are people who are dead have dementia who are essentially not themselves anymore, essentially dead, who would kill to have what you have right now. So first off, be thankful that you even exist, that you even woke up today. That's what I think in my head now when I take an L. Second one is it provides motivation for me. I'm a pretty driven guy, but there are days where I just don't feel like doing anything because I'm just in such a bad mood. Because I'm taking L's. But you know what happens every time, without fail, after you take an L? What's coming? You got a whole row of W's coming as long as you take care of your business, even when you're taking the L's. What I mean by that, just because you have a bad day doesn't mean the entire day is a wash. I see this so often when people go on diets or on training plans saying, oh, I was good Monday, but then I just screwed up Tuesday. I said, you know what? I'm just going to make the rest of the week a cheat week and then come back on Monday. And they do it again and again and again and again. And they're in the exact same place or even worse than they were before because they didn't take care of their business when they needed to. So I love taking these L's because it reminds me that even when I do everything right, some things are still going to go wrong. I don't have control over everything. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to control everything I can control. I'm going to do everything that I can actually do that I don't have to rely on something else happening to do for it to happen. I'm going to do everything I can do myself to prepare myself for the next day. Just because I took a lot of L's today, didn't get all the reading done, all the research done I wanted to, doesn't mean I don't do any reading or research. Maybe I'll only get 5 or 10 minutes of reading today instead of the 30 minutes that I planned on. You know what? Some days, you're going to have to bite the bullet and do that. You can't mope around and say, ah, fuck it, I'm not going to read today, I'm just going to read double tomorrow. Because you know damn well you ain't going to read double tomorrow. You know what I mean? So guys, crave those L's. Because it keeps you motivated, it keeps you grounded. And if you're keeping your shit together, you know W's are coming. So guys, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Don't be afraid to take some L's every once in a while. It's going to be okay, I promise. You're going to wake up the next day. I promise. Talk to y'all later. See ya.